Zechariah Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Vayoad Malach Hashem Yehoshua Lemor, and the angel of Hashem warned Yehoshua, saying, so we have the dirty clothes being removed for the clean Big Day Kahuna, in whatever sense that is meant, and now a warning to Yehoshua. Zayin Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos. Thus speaks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of Legions, the Lord of Hosts. Ko Amar Hashem is a formulation we've seen many times in Treyasar and Nach in general. And this is, of course, a warning that could go for all Jews. If you go in my ways, Malbim says, by emulating chesed, graciousness, kindness, and if you observe my observances, you safeguard my watch, mishmarti, my guarding over you. So if you do the right thing, v'gam atah tadin es beisi, and you will also guard my courtyards. I'm sorry, you also administer my beis hamikdash, my temple. V'gam tishmor es chatzei roi, and you also guard my courtyards. So if you do the right thing, you go back to your job in the beis hamikdash, which is where you belong and what you've been assigned to do as your mission in life. Then, v'nosati locha mahlechim. Great word to lane from a klaf. Got to be careful with that. Hey, make sure you pronounce it. And I will give you mahlechim, legs, strides, steps, free access. Bein ha'omdim ha'ela, among these who stand by. We said the malachim were all standing by. Lifnei, the big malach. The major league malach. So you will have eternal life among all of the angels. You'll be able to walk among them. You'll have a chelek ba'olam haba, says Rashi. Because you will have achieved a level like the malachim. Again, I keep saying again, but as we were saying before about Yom Kippur, the idea that on Yom Kippur we see ourselves as being in the company of malachim, of angels. We forswear all of the physical realities of the corporeal body and try to be as spiritual as we can. Ches Shema no Yehoshua Kohen HaGadol, HaKohen HaGadol. Listen now, O Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. So, HaKohen HaGadol, the great Kohen, the Kohen HaGadol. You are the one. Don't put it off for some other generation, for some other newly elected official after you're done. It's your job. Atov Re'echa Yoshua Levanecha. You and your companions who sit before you. Kianche Mofes Hema, because they are men, parentheses, worthy of a miracle. So these are great men in front of you, and you yourself are a great man. So you have to be ready to take the actions necessary to reach that point. Now, the rebuilding of the second base of Midrash, says Rabbi Mendel Hirsch, was on a rather modest scale. Amazing that only the least and poorest of the Jewish people assembled on the soil of the homeland. Remember, the rich people stayed in Bavel. All the Askanim, all the Gevirim, who were in the Persian Jewish Journal, they didn't go. But the fact that Klal Yisrael is there at all is miraculous. So Anshe Mofe Seimo, he sees as the survival of the Jewish people in the first place. Ki hinani mevi es avdi tzemach, because behold, I am bringing my servant, tzemach, the branch, the shoot that's going to sprout. So who is Tzemach? So in Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, the word Tzemach comes up. Almost everybody sees it as potentially being messianic, but Rashi and Ibn Ezra say this is Zerubbabel, the leader of the governor of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, leading the rebuilding and the resettling. So he's Avdi Tzemach, but he never became the Mashiach. So is this the eventual Mashiach? Did Zerubbabel have the potential to be Mashiach, and this is the reference to that? So the Malbim says that that's this. Right now could have been the moment of the Mashiach. But he didn't arrive then, and so it's going to be a descendant of Zerubbabel eventually long in the future. Es Tzemach David Abdecha, we say that in Shemona Esrei every single day. The branch of David HaMelech should sprout. So here's Abdi Tzemach that we continue to daven for even now. Perhaps Tzemach means stature, doesn't have to mean the branch of the Mashiach eventually, but either way, it's a step towards greatness, outgrowth of the dynasty of David HaMelech, And now the idea of the stone, the foundation stone, and this one, reams of ink have been spilled about this as well. Behold the foundation stone that I have placed before Yehoshua, seven eyes upon one stone. So the foundation stone of the Beis HaMikdash was laid immediately after Koresh allowed the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in Yehoshua's eyes, it seemed small, because then we never got to build on top of the foundation stone for years and decades of stalling. But now it's going to be widened sevenfold, says Rashi. Where there was one stone, soon there are going to be seven. L'harchiv alechad shiva. It will be seven times as big. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt. Seven eyes from the Almighty, says Radak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping a close eye on us. And where one eye is good, seven eyes are even better. Now, it's not necessarily literal that it means seven eyes. It means something taken to the limit. We know that seven is Teva and eight is L'mayla Menat Teva. If you read a lot of Sichas in the Tanya and Lubavitch about the eighth day of Pesach, the Sudas HaMashiach, Shmini Atzeres, one more, one extra. But Shiva Inayim means the limit, the natural limit of things, 7 days of the week. Hineni Mefateach Pitucha Ne'um Hashem Tzavakos. Behold, I untie its knots, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are the knots? The plots of the enemies who are trying to stop the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rashi. As if the stones of the Beis HaMikdash were tied up and could not be moved. They were agglomerated and couldn't be separated. Some say what this means, I am engraving its adornment. So you decorate building stones with flowers and knobs, like the decorations of the menorah. So, hinani mefateach pitucha, tying its knots, adorning its adornments, no mashem tzavakos, umashti es avon ha'oretz ahi biyom echad. And I will remove the avon, the iniquity of this land, in one day, and that's why people say this isn't Yehoshua's sins, or even his family's, it's the sins of Klal Yisrael of intermarrying. And refusing to come back for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and of Eretz Yisrael. Finally, Yud, Bayom Ahun U'm Hashem Tzavakos, Tikru Ish L'Reyehu El Tachas Gefen Ve'El Tachas Te'ino. On that day, that great day, reminding us of other prophecies in Haggai that talk about the idea of people living in peace underneath. Each man will invite his friend under the vine and beneath the fig tree. So which day? So the day when Zerubbabel's stature reaches its full height, when the Beis HaMikdash is completely built, when the impediments are gone, on that day, the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash are going to be set, and peace and tranquility are going to rule in Eretz Yisrael, and people will enjoy the benefit of the land, and the fruits, and the camaraderie of Klal Yisrael, the achdus that is unfortunately so rare throughout Jewish history. That's going to prevail at this time.